Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Bap.
Now.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bad song. No.
I only know like two of them. This and there was one other one that I can't remember the name of, but I know there's a second song that he had that was sort of popular.
I bet there are more.
All right.
I have a question though, real quick.
What? Yeah, what do you got?
Someone, yeah, Kitchener.
Yeah.
And they got one of those big shakers there with the cruncher on top. It says Himalayan sea salt.
Yeah.
Is that salt from the Himalayas? Is it from the Himalayas?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not manufactured anywhere else, huh? So they bring that salt.
This one. This is the other one. Together Forever. Is that the name of it?
This is a party starter.
Together and hurt you. Never gonna
like
give
the same
you
thing.
Up.
Nope, never
gonna
not same thing.
You down. Never gonna run around and desert you. We're no strangers to love.
A lot of love, like issues with love songs.
He's got a lot of problem with women.
Satisfied.
We're going to get to the chorus.
I should make a TikTok for this. I should get on TikTok and make it.
We're going to get to the chorus.
How long are you going to be together? Forever.
Can't you hear me? I'm saying I want you for the rest of my life.
He'd move heaven and earth.
Wow.
A lot of
you know what they say about this show, Hardy?
Hip.
Doesn't talk enough sports.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they say.
You need a. You can't go four hours of dead sports, man.
Rick Astley put out a greatest hits album last year. How many tracks are on it? Take a guess.
Nine.
19.
19.
Now, one of them is a remix of Never Gonna Give You Up, but.
What's the other one?
Some more. It's Together Forever.
Yep.
Never Gonna Give You Up. Yep. And then
acoustic versions of both?
No, every one of us.
Off-season Bruins versions.
When I Fall in Love, It Would Take a Strong Man. She Wants to Dance with Me. Take Me
to
Your
Heart.
Oh,
She Wants to Dance with Me. That's another good one.
Is it?
She Wants to Dance with Me. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Jim?
Him?
Rick Astley? She Wants to Dance with Me?
Him?
I can't ever recall hearing another Rick Astley song.
Hold Me in Your Arms.
Outside of the two we just
That's
played.
Another good one.
Angels on My Side?
No.
This Old House, and then track 17, Ask This Old House. No.
This one, you know this
it's
one?
Like from a, you think like one of great 80 movies. This would start. She Wants to Dance.
Oh, I know this song.
Yeah. I've never heard this.
Let it ride.
I think it's so loves it.
Gets right to the title, huh?
Like the
incredible
Beatles,
you're pitching it. This puts me in a good mood.
This would have been better to play at Gillette Stadium yesterday.
Oh, what a... Here's a girl. I've been waiting to see phone's lighting up. People love this.
Jim's like, no, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Phones have been lit up all day because of the Patriots.
Back to sports. Oh, yeah. Back to sports. That's sports.
There comes the hook. Hooks you right in. You know why? You know why I know this is good? Because Reese would go see this guy live. If this guy played like the Worcester or whatever that thing is.
Palladium?
Yep.
DCU Center?
Or down in...
let's say House of Blues.
Socket?
It'd be like more of a House of Blues show right now. Or
And he'd be down there. He's a drink.
Feels like Sports Hub conference room.
I'd say Showcase. I'd say Showcase Live. The now defunct Showcase Live would be a good spot.
Can you even go in there anymore? It's there.
No, it's closed.
What?
Went out of business.
Is there a Smoothie King parking lot he could play?
They're turning it into...
It's going to be a mall. You can do a mall.
It was going to be some video game thing. Remember that? Like eSports, the thing.
Oh. Hold on. We'll call Reese, see if he goes see him.
Can you have speakerphone him?
Yeah.
We have multiple people saying cry for help.
Is a song?
Hold on. You're on air. Just to let you know. Would you go see Rick Astley live if he was playing locally?
Say it again?
Would you go see Rick Astley live?
Astley
if he was playing live locally, like in Worcester.
I already did.
You already did? I love you, buddy. You're on air. I'll see you.
I know. It's great.
That's great. How good was he live?
Fantastic. It was one of the best shows I've ever seen. It was right behind Fenway there.
Right. Oh, so it was like at the House of Blues then?
It was at the House of Blues.
Awesome.
I'll send you some pictures right now.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. How would you grade him? Richard Marx compared to Rick Astley?
That's a tie. That's a tie right there.
I love you. I love you, buddy. I'll see you.
You're the best.
See you, pal. She wants to dance with me. Can I call it? I miss traveling on the road with him. Him picking me up in a little rental car that I don't fit in. Listening to music like this. Going to Pats game. Need to get back, baby. We need to get back.
Oh, my God.
That guy gets it. He's so fired up right now. He said
we needed that today.
Now, Beetle.
We needed a good laugh today.
You will go to anything. You will go to any show.
I'll go to pretty much anything.
Would you go to a Rick Astley concert?
Can he play the two songs I know first?
Yeah.
Sure. And then I'm out the door.
Sure.
All right. You know what?
Can I show up late because we know that's the encore? Those two songs.
I knew he would.
Like, you can miss the whole show. I don't care about anything other. I'd go for the two songs.
He's got to get one. He's got to play one of them at the beginning to get the crowd going and then save one for the encore.
That's
right?
True. I'd go with that one first. She wants to dance because you got to.
All right. He played in April of 2019. The last concert I see he played was at a place in Sheffield, England. And here's the set list. Together Forever.
Was first?
First.
Got to open strong. You got to open strong.
Beautiful Life. Whenever You Need Somebody.
That's another one.
Zoe's a secret Rick Astley fan.
Oh, I don't think it's a secret. Keep Singing. God Says. Try Giant. Cry for Help. Angels on My Side. 10th song of the set. Never Gonna Give You Up.
Get some going. Open, close. Put a bow on it. Wrap it.
I saw Modern English play Fremont Street in Vegas once. They opened and closed with Melt With You. I swear to God.
Smart move.
It was a free concert.
Was anybody upset?
It was a 20-minute set. They played five songs. First and fifth song, Melt With You.
People that left early heard it. People that got there late heard it. Smart. Perfect.
Rick Astley was last at the House of Blues Boston on April 15th of 2018. And...
Reese is a closet. He loves seeing music live. He will go anywhere to see
bands. He opened with This Old House before playing Together Forever as the second song. He played a total of 16 songs that night. His final two songs of the encore, Never Gonna Give You Up, and then he covered AC/DC's Highway to Hell.
I mean, that's got to be the jam.
Oh, yeah. We've got a highway to hell. Oh. How does he do that?
We gotta find it somewhere. It's got to be somewhere.
Can you cue up the song again while we sing Highway to Hell over?
Let's do that. We'll find that. We'll do some more sports on the other side.
Just from the very beginning, we can redo the melody to Highway to Hell if we just have the intro to either Never Gonna Give You Up or any one of those songs.
We gotta be careful because, like, 105.7.
It's on YouTube, isn't it? We're gonna hear how this goes.
I'm in.
He's drumming too. He's on the drums.
Yeah.
All time passing.
Out of town.
Never gonna give you.
It's kind of bad.
We might have a couple more of his covers for takeaways.
Did he have he have the big boom mic like the drummer for Night Ranger? Because he used to have to sing too.
Headset? Maybe he's got the.
No, it's right there. It's in front of the drums.
Speed.
He's got one hand on the left side of the mic and one hand on the right side of the mic.
What?
So it's just a regular mic on a stand in front of him.
Yeah.
Out over.
I want to hear the beginning of that again. I think he maybe came in on the wrong beat with his drumming.
But who cares? Everybody's hammered at that point of the show anyway.
Yeah.
Let's get back to your calls on the Patriots and on the day of sports in general.
Sports.
It was not a great day for Boston sports fans yesterday. More on that next.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
But here's the snap on third and six. Flop pass toward the end zone. Gronkowski, he makes the catch. Touchdown Tampa Bay. What a great grab by Gronk. Holy Gronkamole.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Freddie Freeman lifts this one way up there. It was like Betts didn't see it at first. Now goes back. Johnson, he does it again. Mookie putting his stamp all over the NLCS defensively.
My head keeps spinning.
Garoppolo takes the shotgun snap. Back to pass. Quick pass over the middle. That's caught. Open space. 25-20. 15-10-5. George Kittle to the end zone. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick. Ain't love a kick in the head.
Brutal day. Patriots stunk. Then you watch Brady and Gronk connecting for a big win over the Packers. Then if you wanted to watch Sunday Night Football, you got another dose of a former Patriots quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo. I was watching his trade back to New England die right in front of my eyes last night. And I'm not even the biggest Jimmy G guy. You guys know that.
Yeah.
And I'm rooting for that one.
No, you don't want anybody here. Remember last week? You like nobody coming here.
Yeah, but I would absolutely be on board with Jimmy G coming back.
I'm thinking about,
Edelman. I would take him back.
I'm starting to entertain crazy theories like we were taking calls on last week and the week before.
What do you mean?
Edelman
can throw the ball.
Yeah, Edelman a quarterback.
Oh.
I thought you meant to trade him.
I thought you meant to trade him. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, wait, what?
No.
And then if you wanted to flip on over to baseball and you wanted to watch Game 7 of the NLCS, you saw Mookie Betts making a big impact in that one. So
did he make a play? It was only one
hell
out.
Hell of a day.
Was
really?
It was only one out.
A banner freaking day around here in New England.
It's not like you made three outs. You only make one out on one play.
Well, he's going to the World Series. Where are the Red Sox right now?
It's unbelievable.
FYI, I don't know. Just asking for a friend. Where are the Red Sox right now? 617-779-0985. Thank you for hanging on.
Let's appreciate it.
Jeff in Nashua, who I know is going to have something on a touchdown after an interception being thrown in that Buccaneers game. You got to have something on that today, Jeff.
Well, of course. Jalen Dean turned the game around with his taint, and then Minka Fitzpatrick. He had a touchdown after an interception as well. So you are spot on, Mark.
Thank you.
But I was actually calling because did anybody else notice, and if you guys said it earlier, forgive me, but Cam sure dove on that fumble pretty quickly yesterday, and yeah. I didn't see him do that in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we did make note of that earlier.
Okay, all right. And then, Zoe, you said earlier that where did the RPOs go? The one in particular that I remember was on the two-point conversion attempt, and that was horrible execution. But I don't think it was a great play call anyway, but the execution was bad. One other thing, Joe Rose, I know he's one of your favorites, though. I, 40 years ago, was working for the Cal football team during his senior year and couldn't believe he actually made it in the league, but he's a pretty good guy.
Joe's a great guy.
Hardy. Captain Lee or Captain Sandy?
Oh, I'm a Captain Sandy person.
Yeah, me too. Right back at you.
All right. All right, Jeff.
Great week, boys.
See you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff had a suggestion on email today.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, said that maybe we put together a defensive segment every week where we highlight great defensive plays like sacks and touchdowns after interceptions, which you would then call that segment what? I don't know that I want to say it because Jim will get mad at me if I say it.
No, apparently that's a Bill Simmons thing.
Yeah, I learned last week.
What? Taint Monday?
Taints.
Taints.
Touchdowns after interceptions or just a touchdown after an interception.
Okay.
That's all.
But I coined the notion of a pick three yesterday. Cam Newton. When you turn the ball over on an interception that deep in your own end, and it's guaranteed to result in a field goal.
It's an automatic pick three.
Cam Newton threw a pick three.
Okay, I like that.
I do like that. I like what you're doing there.
It's interesting.
Innovative.
I told Maz that last night. He said, I'm stealing that. And I said, no, you are not stealing it because I'm going to say it before you get on the air. And he
good
said,
job.
He is going to claim that I stole it from him and on the phone last night. But I said it in the post game on Pats.com yesterday. Pick three.
Pats.com. I mean, come on.
Cam Newton.
Say it here where people are going to hear it.
Cam Newton had a pick three yesterday.
Let's go to Brian. Brian in Newburyport. Brian.
Well, what?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey. What's up, Brian?
Hey, my question is, I know you guys had already touched upon it, but my question was, I don't know what the Patriots are doing with personnel because last year we obviously knew we had a receiver and weapon issue, and then this year in the draft we proceed to draft what? A couple tight ends, some offensive linemen, and you see teams like Pittsburgh, they already had a deep receiving core. They pick up Chase Claypool, Minnesota, Philly takes Fulgham off the practice squad. I'm just wondering, why don't we go after more receivers in the modern day NFL?
Well, I mean, they have Marquise Lee. He opted out before the season started for the COVID reasons.
By the way, what's wrong with one of the linemen that
You drafted two tight ends that you hope are going to be decent players. I mean, one is the Yeti. We haven't seen him yet. Dalton Keen. We're going to have to ask Winovich this week if he exists. If we get Winovich.
Dalton Keen, do you believe in him? Yeah. Yes or no?
I haven't seen the man.
What do you mean, believe? As in his existence. Do you believe in his existence?
What's the name of that guy that vanished? It was either meth, the cops, or the one in Texas that Chase was talking about.
Brendan something.
That, you got to check on that guy.
Okay. I wasn't. Was that the last?
We talked about it Friday. You looked
Brandon
it up.
Brandon Lawson?
Brandon Lawson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you looked it up.
I didn't look into that.
No, you weren't here.
You didn't, huh?
Steve is in Fall River. Steve?
Change that order to 12. How are you, gentlemen?
Hi, Steve.
I know it's the excuse machine on all stations and everywhere is working overtime here. And the post. How does the post Brady ever feel right now, by the way?
How's it what?
Today?
I don't think the excuse machine is working all that hard today. I really don't. I think people. We had one call earlier talking about the practices and how I didn't even know they weren't able to practice. Are your people making a lot of excuses for the Patriots today?
Nobody here.
I haven't heard any.
I mean, there are contributing factors, but they are in no way an excuse. We've said that explicitly. That there is no excuse for them losing that game the way they did yesterday.
After last week, the way Tennessee played, it's not on the table. You can't do it. Every team's dealing with this. And it's going to continue to progress throughout the year. We even talked about at the end of last week. You get to a point this year where you even really don't practice. You may have to Zoom meet. And then try to play the games on Sunday. It may come to that at some point.
RJ's up next. Hi, RJ.
Hi, I mean, we just lost to Drew Luck and the Broncos, and I have to sit here and listen to a trash version of Highway to Hell.
Yep. It was fun. Had a lot of fun.
I needed that. I needed that, Bruce.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
It was necessary today.
It was necessary today.
I mean, the first 3 hours were
actually,
all about
pretty good version of the Foo Fighters and Rick Astley with Never Gonna Give You Up.
Can't wait till today's takeaways when we do it again. I mean, it's going to be great. Joe in Connecticut. Hi, Joe.
The guy wants all sports.
Joe, you there?
Hold on. That might be us. Joe.
Hey, Joe, go ahead.
Hey, sorry about that, guys. I only call in about once every few months. I listen every day. But I just wanted to say you guys got me through the quarantine, and I really appreciate that. And in terms of, I don't really have a question. It's just kind of a series of thoughts, hoping you guys could bounce off on it. Yeah. And I feel bad if you already talked about it. But N'Keal Harry, kind of what the guy said about Claypool. Why is it that other teams have no ones that look awesome, or they were also first-round picks, and they're awesome? And Harry sucks, but also before you guys hang up on me, just a little shout-out to Beetle. Everyone always says, hey, what's up, Zoe? But honestly, Beetle, you're the reason I tune in, and I actually, I'm in media, too, and I aspire to have the role that you do, and thank you very much.
He's in media as well. Thank you, Joe.
He wants your job.
So what's up? Hey, what's up?
I don't know.
Sup?
There you go.
Sup, Joe?
That feel good?
Yeah.
It's not.
It's pretty good.
Bad.
It's not bad.
What are you doing?
Pretty good.
Be careful. You piss the sports people off. We don't even get all sports here.
That theme is going to continue all week now.
That's a head scratch.
You and I are going to hammer that point all week.
That's always worked in places, yeah.
Sports
to the ESPN model.
We do have to diagnose here what the hell it is, though. Not just the deficiencies that N'Keal Harry has, because we've gone over those a million times. What did they see in this guy? What is it that led to them drafting him and not any of the other guys in his draft class?
I think, you know, Jim and I went back and watched a lot of that tape when it was happening. It's just going up and getting the ball to Ty's point. Red zone threat, red zone threat, red zone threat, red zone threat.
We kept hearing Anquan Boldin.
Yeah.
Oh, right? Man.
Size.
That was the comparison?
Size, strength. We never heard speed.
What did we sit here and say on the air the day after the draft, though? And watching this college, he's not separating.
He can't separate
from college corners. How's he going to do in the NFL?
Every highlight was contested.
But he doesn't have hands either.
He's got hands. He can catch a ball.
I don't know that he does.
He can catch a ball. That's not being fair to him. He can catch the ball.
I mean, in his brief career, we've seen a few too many off the body here. That's all I have to say.
A lot of guys do that. I think the hands are the last thing to rip.
But here's the problem. He can't get the hands up here in the NFL. The guys are bigger, faster, stronger, and he's struggling with it.
He labors.
For the guy who's supposed to be physical, I don't see him out-physicaling. It's not a word, but you know what I mean.
You talk about attributes. You talk about the attributes about all these other guys we talk about. And to the caller's point, it's not a lot of nobodies that these teams pick up. They're investing second-round picks. Third round, some in the fifth round. Some slip to the fifth round. You have a find or two. But most of these guys are like second-round picks.
What What other team was looking for him there?
All these other guys don't labor when they run. You watch him. He labors. And then you get to the sideline. He's gassed. You know, it's helmet off, looking for water, looking for air, and then it's back out there, and then all these other guys, smooth. Debo ever look gassed? A.J. Brown, Hollywood Brown, any of them? Claypool, they look gassed? No.
Here are the teams that he visited before the draft. You ready? N'Keal Harry. Cardinals, Bills, Saints, Eagles, Broncos, Lions, 49ers, Seahawks, Patriots.
All good teams.
All of those teams took a look.
There's a couple in there that are bad, but I mean, it's for the most part, 70% good teams.
The Eagles took a terrible receiver, too, and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, he hasn't got anything.
I mean, it's like that Aguilar build for them. He's tall, lanky, physical. Aguilar's not fast, but more productive.
Steph in the car. What do you got, Steph?
Sup, Beetle.
Hey, Steph. How are we doing?
Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm good. I just want to mention you guys, the value add you bring to my life is amazing because now I have just solidified Rick Astley as our wedding singer in Ireland 2022.
What? You got the money? We got the coin for that?
Yes. Yes. And we were going back and forth. We're like, what do we do? What do we do? He's a one-hit wonder.
No, he's
but
not.
I'm now convinced with all of those songs that you guys just put forth
those
Buddy Reese. I mean, done.
What kind of coin is Rick Astley getting for a wedding?
It's probably $10,000 at a minimum.
No, it's
actually 15,000 minimum. but then you have to pay for his flight.
Yep, flight and band. Yep.
And how many songs do you get for $15,000?
Well, you know, we're working on that. We got time because of the COVID 2022. Sure. So I think we can, you know, we can get maybe a couple covers out of him.
And that's not a live band. It's like he sings along to a track. He'll sing you a couple of songs at your wedding.
The funny thing is that what happens is you have to set up a stage for the band for all these guys. And then if they're not on tour, quote unquote, they actually charge you more. So judging by the fact Rick Astley likely will not be on tour, we'll have to pay him more because then he has to actually go into practice mode.
So you've really looked into this. You're down this road.
You get married at some castle.
Like, we were literally like, okay, are we going to do Rick Astley or not? And then after hearing this whole conversation, I'm sold. I'm absolutely sold. Thank you.
What do you
we're here to solve problems.
What do you and the finance there do for work? Just curious.
Real estate and finance, as one would.
Uh-huh. It's like John from Buffalo. Wow. Yeah. Wow. People during this time frame make money.
I'm marrying a big, tall Irish guy from Limerick, Ireland, so the wedding had to be over in Ireland.
Oh, man.
Are you going to play like the Mars songs, like the Pogues and that? Hear me, early me, Irish me, no hair.
Yes, the wedding starts on a Thursday. It ends on a Sunday, like the Irish do.
That never ends.
Wow.
Steph, that's awesome. Go for it. Report back. Tell us when you book them. I want to know all the details.
Feels like we should be invited.
Yeah, since we closed the deal.
I've never been to Ireland.
I've never been to Ireland.
No better time to go.
I wear the short pants, you know, like the cut off at the knee, or the socks.
A kilt?
No, like they have the golfers, like the Stuart Payne looking guys.
Oh, the knickers or the plus fours.
I didn't want to, yeah.
Either one, yeah.
All right.
I got Stuart Payne.
I got a thought on Mike Vrabel and the coaching tree of Bill Belichick. We'll get to that and more of your thoughts on Patriots yesterday.
What?
That's all in the way. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, so a lot has been made of Mike Vrabel so far this season. His team 5-0, big comeback win. Obviously, had a great coaching moment. And
it's not one of these Dan Cambo guys. Like, he's a smart coach,
very smart. We saw him outsmart Bill Belichick in the playoffs last year. We saw him yesterday use penalties again to his advantage by intentionally putting 12 men on the field to take a penalty,
brilliant,
give up a first down, and in the process stop the clock because it was second and short, and he knew there was a high probability of the Texans converting anyway. So he said, good, have the first down, but in the process, I'm not going to let you run a bunch of plays. First down, first and 10.
Set things up here.
Clock is stopped, fellas.
Get it the way I want. Stop play.
And it was something that he did, and it wasn't as highlighted 2 years ago when he did it in 2018 against the Jets because his team wasn't that good.
Yeah.
And they were building something. And so now, yesterday, you see it on display. Once again, Mike Vrabel having a great day, doing a great job as head coach. That team is going places. He's rehabilitated a quarterback, and the Titans look good. This naturally has led to everyone saying, well, you know, that's in Belichick's coaching tree right there. Right? Wrong. He's not in Bill Belichick's coaching tree. Having played for Bill Belichick does not mean you are a product of Bill Belichick. Did he learn things as a player in New England? Of course he did. He learned things in a lifetime of football, playing at the Ohio State University, which for all the mocking we do of Bert, that's a legit football school, right?
Yep.
This guy has played at the highest levels his whole career. And the thing that sort of makes him a good coach is what Bert was pointing out last week to us. He's sort of been in a lot of different roles. Guy that was struggling to find his way in the NFL, to being an all-pro. He's sort of ridden the roller coaster. Why does Bill get credit for Mike Vrabel when Bill has example after example of guys who have coached under him on the New England Patriots staff or elsewhere, like in Cleveland? And somehow, because Mike Vrabel looks better than any of those head coaches, Bill gets credit for that? I think it is wholly unfair. It is not giving enough credit to the other guys that Mike Vrabel is coached under. Yep. And I would also add this. If Mike Vrabel has, as he has already proven to be a good head coach and a good coach, period, in the stops he's been, shouldn't you maybe second guess why it is he never got a sniff here in New England? How come they never looked at Mike Vrabel? They gave Gerard Mayo his first shot.
Maybe they
gave Troy Brown his first coaching opportunity. Why is it the Patriots never looked at Mike Vrabel?
Maybe Mike Vrabel didn't want to come here and work under Bill and knows how difficult it is to work under Bill. But I agree with you that there is that separation there. But I do think there that tweener part is always going to be factored in because he got hired by guys like Billy O'Brien, but he worked under Romeo Crennel, who was Bill's defensive coordinator. So it's just like it's almost like a trickle-down effect of being around Bill and Bill's guys, and you're always associated with them. And I just think the mutual respect they have with each other and how much they like each other, you know, just as football people. It's always going to be considered to be under Bell's tree.
He also went to Ohio State. He's almost a self-made guy. Like, he went from the Texans to Ohio State.
Right.
And then he came back. Like, he's done a lot. Or maybe he started in Ohio State and went to the Texans. Either way,
he sort of proved his way into the NFL by going through the college coaching ranks as a former longtime NFL player. You don't see a ton of that. A lot of guys can get low-level jobs in the league. He went to Ohio State. I didn't see Bill Belichick giving him a phone call to say, why don't you come coach on this staff?
Yeah.
I mean, not that we know of. And I just think it's just sucking up to Bill Belichick is what that is. Oh, that's because of Bill. It must be. Or because Mike Vrabel on his own, as someone who we have heard so many times the stories over the years, no player ever pushed back as hard against Bill Belichick's coaching and decisions than Mike Vrabel in those meeting
rooms. That's true.
Say that there were epic battles between Vrabel and coaches when he was a player about how things were being coached. He's a guy who's got a coach's mind. Can we just say that? Can we say that Mike Vrabel is a product of Mike Vrabel and a lifetime in the sport of football?
I bet Bill's made him more situationally aware of things. That's something that you take from Bill. That like, okay, I need to study everything. I need to know these rules inside and out. I need to learn loopholes. Because Bill's a guy that would find loopholes in the system.
Stop disrespecting Mike Vrabel by giving his credit to Bill Belichick. That's my point today. That's going to get tired real quick. Because the last time we checked, he pantsed Bill Belichick in the playoffs last year. And Bill was pissed because that one he stole right from Bill earlier in the year.
Sure did.
Bill did that, and he was smart enough to say, "I can't wait to try that one on him."
Bill knew it. And there's nothing.
Oh, good loophole, Bill. I'll copycat that.
There's some of Belichick with Vrabel, though. There's probably some of Bill Cowher and some of Romeo Crennel.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. He probably learned a ton here in his time. But like to say that he's a good coach because he played for Bill. Stop. He's a good coach because he's a good coach, and he's got the mind of a coach. So give him the credit. Mm. He's doing a great job there in Tennessee. Let's get to today's takeaways.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, today. Time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Hey, you can sample how tasty losing weight can be with the Awaken 180 approved freshly prepared meals at all the Roach Brothers around here and Brothers Marketplace locations. Weight loss is never bland with Awaken 180 Weight Loss. What you got there?
So can I read your fan mail that we got today?
I got some fan mail.
I got to give this back to you because you need this.
Yeah.
Actual snail mail from Mike in Maine today. China Village, Maine.
That's up there, halfway up the state.
North of Augusta. He says, Scott, been a fan of yours since your Maryland days. Nice. Enclosed, find an article from December 20th, 1998. He sent Zoe some Zoe newspaper clippings. Mm-hmm. He says, if possible, will you do two things for me?
Sure.
Number one, mail an autographed picture of yourself. Number two, punch Felger in the mouth for me. I hate that
bleeper.
Bleeper. Oh. Thanks.
A little bit much.
Mike in China Village, Maine.
Which, like Beetle will say, we definitely got to get the 8x10 out.
Yeah, we got to get that.
We'll do that this week.
I got them in my office.
You got them perfect. We're done.
Oh, no, yours, the show ones. I have Zoe's old play ones.
Like, no, that's Patriots the one we want. We want ones, the player one. That's what we need.
Yeah, we'll get that.
And with that, let's get to some Rick Astley songs. Covers from Rick Astley.
So how you wanted it to be. Over my head. Over my head, she sang. Come on. And I wonder when I sing along with you. Everything you'll ever feel is real forever. Everything will ever be this good again. Only thing I ever ask of you.
Ask.
Got a promise not to stop when I say you will.
Oh. Now that would be great, you know, again, like acoustic day at the local bar. Right?
I like that.
No, that would
so,
be.
So, you'd be in.
I did.
I'd go with you.
I didn't.
A lot of outdoor dining right now. I'd throw Rick Astley on the patio.
Put him next to the heater.
I'd show up for that.
Can't sign off on that.
Do you have pictures of beer?
Music snob over here. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
What else you got?
You probably think that you are better now. You only say that because I'm not around. You know I never meant to let you down. Would it give you anything? Would it give you everything? You know I say that I am better now. I only say that because you're not around. You know I never meant to let you down. Would it give you anything? Would it give you everything?
He could sing.
This is going to be great at that wedding over in Ireland, Limerick. Steph, she's going to love this.
She's going to have a ball.
He's going to be great. He's going to be a real crowd pleaser. One more? Let's hear it.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
Huh? Hey now.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone.
All right. What? You don't think that's good?
God, you're a snob.
Wonder if she's gone too.
It's like Michael Bolton.
Yeah.
It was like Michael Bolton.
Sure is.
Greatest hits.
Yeah. When a man loves a woman,
What's the name of the two guys in Office Space?
That's right. Now, Nirvana also had, or not Nirvana, but Foo Fighters had Rick Astley come up on stage.
I know. Hey, I ought to leave this thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Do you have the Foo Fighters one?
I think it's offensive. They Rickrolled the entire audience. They started a song that sounded like this.
Nirvana.
All right, so it's a Foo Fighters concert. They bring out Rick Astley, right? And everyone thinks that Rick Astley is going to stand up there and do Smells Like Teen Spirit, right? So they're going along,
sounds
right?
Like something.
Whoa! And they morph into Never Gonna Give You Up.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I would enjoy that.
Not bad. Hey,
all right,
back
guys.
At it tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Sunshiny day tomorrow.
See ya.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be. Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
That. They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help your ratings.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How much did the limited amount of fully padded practice time you've had in recent weeks do you feel had on today's game?
I don't know. But you want a percentage? I have no idea.
You want a percentage, Mass?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, what percent would you put on it?
Oh, I don't know, 15? To guess somewhere in there.
You said 1.5?
Yeah, 1.5, not 50.
15.
15. You might be able to push me as high as 20.
That seems high.
Something like that. Mm. I mean, look, they didn't practice for a long time. It was a factor. I don't think there's any doubt that it was a factor. The question is this. Is that a team you should beat regardless? And I look at that and say, yes.
Obviously.
Yes. So to me, that's sort of where I come down on it. Did not practicing hurt them? Of course. Yes, especially a Belichick team, because I think that, you know, it's got to drive him bananas. I mean, it's got to drive him bananas to not be able to do it the way he wants to do it. And so were they affected? No question. Yeah, they still should have won the game.
You know what struck me yesterday, what it felt like? Felt like it was a coach in decline is what it felt like to me. Seriously. And we'll see how that all plays out.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.